Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last session, we learned about problem-solving tips. Today, we learn about resolving conflicts at the workplace.
For God's sake, what is this? How many more things can just disappear from this kitchen? Today, nobody can find the new cassava leaf grinder I just bought last week. What can I do now? Things are getting lost here. I have tried getting information from my workers, then I told my cook to help keep watch. But my nothing is helping. Nothing. Mr. Butera. It's you. Yes, come in.
Good morning, Sis Furaha.
You forgot to call me in. Maybe I better not stay.
No. Sit here. In fact, Mr. Butera, it is the same thing again. This morning, the new cassava leaf grinder is gone. Can you imagine?
Well, that is why I'm here.
That's why I called you in, Teta. I need some answers. You know where that grinder is.
But how? How can you say that? Sis Furaha, you mean you are saying I've been taking things? Me?
I'm just getting some information, Teta. Don't get angry about that. Don't get me wrong.
You are saying I'm stealing things from you and you say I shouldn't get angry?
Here. Look, Furaha, I have a small meeting across town, but I will come back soon to help you with this matter. Please calm down until I get back. Do you hear me?
Students, why is Teta angry with Furaha? Thank you, students. You might have said, Teta is angry because she thinks Furaha is accusing her of stealing things.
Furaha, I'm telling you I'm not a thief. You can ask anyone around here and they will tell you I'm not a thief.
To prove who? Me? I think I have to report you to the police for stealing from me.
But Furaha, I said to wait for me, didn't I? The solution to a problem is not to fuss. Making a fuss will not help anybody.
She's saying all her friends will say she's not a thief. Huh?
She said she called the police on me.
Hold your peace, two of you. Calm down now. Okay. Let's sit here around this table. Furaha, you sit there. Teta, you sit over there. And I will sit here in the middle. Well, this is beautiful. Now we are going to settle this matter once and for all. But before we go on, let's say that we'll only talk one at a time, and no one will interrupt the other person. Is that clear? Now, I'm the mediator here. That is, I will control the discussion. First of all, let me ask, do you all know the reasons for conflict?
But Mr. Butera, what does that have to do with getting back my missing things?
This is what needs to be done, Furaha. There are 7 reasons for conflict. They are: 1, poor understanding of a problem. 2, lack of cooperation between everyone. 3, lack of trust. 4, lack of two-way communication.
Yes, Sister Fra doesn't trust me here.
Wait. Remember, I said no talking when someone else is talking. So, 5, letting our feelings run out of control. 6, focusing on people's differences. And 7, excluding people or groups due to their differences. Now, do we all understand the seven reasons?
Go on, Mr. Taylor.
Good. Now, let's start our discussion. So ladies, what is the problem here?
My kitchen things got lost and I'm finding out if anyone knows where they are. That's all.
And you, Teta?
Sis Farah is accusing me of taking her things. That's not right.
Well, so what do the two of you want here? Furaha.
Where are my kitchen things? That's what I want to find out. Where are they?
What do you want, Teta?
I'm not a thief. Sis Farah should show me respect.
Well. We need to do some thinking here about possible solutions. Ladies, let's think together about some solutions we can find for this problem.
Yes, Teta. I'm thinking maybe one of us lost these things somewhere, and that's why they can't be found. Maybe we can look for them together.
So the two of you search for the missing things together. Is this the best solution, Teta?
I will help to look around, Mr. Butela. Maybe we find the things.
So Furaha, if nobody has stolen anything and you two look around, there is a very good chance you will find the missing items. So, are we all happy with this idea?
I think it's not a bad solution, because we are starting from somewhere at least.
Yes, we can start with it and continue to work together.
This is wonderful. Mind you, the problem is not completely solved yet. But the two of you can go from here. You see, it is better to talk to each other in this way anytime you have a conflict.
Students, how does Mr. Butera help Furaha and Teta to solve the conflict? Thank you. You might have said, Mr. Butera asks them some questions that start with finding out the problem and what both sides want, and end with deciding on the best solution that both sides can be happy with. Students, we learned how Mr. Butera helped Furaha and Teta solve the conflict between them. Furaha accused Teta of stealing equipment from her restaurant without any proof. Teta was angry and insulted by the accusation. Finally, they came up with a solution to search for the missing items together. We also talked about the reasons for conflicts, which are 1. Poor understanding of a problem. 2. Lack of cooperation between everyone. 3. Lack of trust. 4. Lack of two-way communication. 5. Letting our feelings run out of control. 6. Focusing on people's differences. 7. Excluding people or groups due to their differences. Students, let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Think about the time you had a conflict with a colleague at school or in your personal life. How did you settle that problem? After listening to this episode, what could you have done differently to have effectively solved the problem with your colleague? Today, we saw how Mr. Butera helped Teta and Furaha solve the conflict between them. Do you think that Tebuka and Silas could use this process to solve their conflict? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the Mastercard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.